Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 2, 1 to 20. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2, the verses 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. My theme for reflection is when heaven chooses a manger. When heaven chooses a manger. If God were to write a Christmas press release today, most of us would expect a palace, a parade, and a carefully managed broadcast. Luke's Christmas story begins instead with paperwork, travel stress, and a baby placed where animals eat. It is almost comically unimpressive, and that is precisely the point. Luke 2, 1 to 20 opens with Caesar Augustus at the height of his power. He orders a census, and the whole empire moves at his command. Rome celebrates the Pax Romana, the Roman peace, secured by military force, taxation, and fear. Caesar is hailed as Savior and Lord, his image stamped on coins and monuments. Yet beneath this polished peace lies coercion and silence, the peace of domination, not reconciliation. Into this world, God does not send an army or issue a decree. God sends a child. Mary and Joseph, pushed around by imperial policy, travel exhausted and unnoticed to Bethlehem. There is no room for them. The Savior of the world arrives without privilege, without protection, and without applause. as the prophet Micah once promised, "From you, O Bethlehem, shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel." Micah 5:2. God's faithfulness works quietly beneath the surface of history, even while empires think they are in control. The angels do not appear to Caesar or his governors, but to shepherds, people regarded as unreliable, unclean, and socially marginal. The good news bypasses the powerful and lands first among the excluded. To you is born this day a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. The language deliberately echoes imperial titles, but everything else is reversed. This Lord lies in a feeding trough. This Savior comes without violence. This peace is not enforced, but offered. Here, the problem Luke exposes is not simply Roman oppression, it is humanity's confusion about where true peace comes from. We are tempted then and now to trust systems that promise security through control, political, economic, even religious systems that silence the weak for the sake of order. Yet Isaiah had already named God's alternative. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah 9 verse 2. That light does not blind or dominate. It reveals, it heals, and it gathers. The shepherds respond not with fear but with movement. They go, they see, they tell. Having no status to protect, they become the first evangelists. Mary, meanwhile, treasures these things, holding God's strange way of working deep in her heart. Heaven's glory and human vulnerability meet in quiet wonder. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "God lets himself be pushed out of the world onto the cross." Christmas is the beginning of that movement. God enters not at the center of power, but at its margins, redefining lordship as self-giving love. This child will grow to forgive enemies, welcome sinners, and expose the violence hidden behind respectable peace. His kingdom will not end, even when Caesars fall. For us today, this story asks uncomfortable questions. Where do we still trust false pieces, personal or political, that depend on control rather than compassion? Whose voice do we ignore because they seem insignificant? Christmas reminds us that God is most reliably found where the world is least impressed. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life do I seek peace through control rather than trust in God's reconciling love? Number two, who are the shepherds today through whom God might be speaking good news? And now our practical exercise for the day. This Christmas Eve, perform one quiet act of generosity for someone who cannot repay you without posting it, announcing it, or explaining it. Let peace take flesh in hidden ways. God of the manger, you enter our world without force or fear. Disarm our hearts, loosen our grip on false power, and teach us to recognize your glory in humility. May your peace take root in us, that we might carry good news to the lowly, the weary, and the forgotten. Through Jesus Christ, the true Lord of peace, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.